Iraqi authorities imposed a rare daytime curfew on the capital and surrounding areas on Friday, the traditional Muslim day of prayer. In most areas, people stayed off the streets. But in the Sadr city area of Baghdad, followers of the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr defied the curfew and heeded his call to attend Friday prayers. Al-Sadr called on his followers not to attack Sunni Muslims. The bombing of the Askriya shrine in the town of Samarra Wednesday sparked a wave of sectarian violence. Some religious leaders appealed for calm, but their calls went unheeded in some quarters as angry Shiites, who consider the shrine sacred, engaged in reprisal attacks on Sunnis, whom many Shiites blame for the destruction of the shrine. U.S. officials said the attack makes the job of forming a new government tougher for Iraqis, but they remain upbeat. In a speech Friday, President Bush said the elections in Iraq in December make him optimistic for the country's future.
We can expect the coming days will be intense. Iraq remains a serious situation. But I'm optimistic because the Iraqi people have spoken.
But a new report issued by the nonpartisan International Crisis Group, or ICG, is less optimistic. The report, to be issued next week, says the Samarra attack is only the latest and bloodiest indication that Iraq is teetering on what it calls the threshold of wholesale disaster. An advance copy was provided to VOA. Speaking from Amman, Jordan, ICG Middle East Program Director Yousef Hilterman says Iraq is in danger of sliding into a full-scale civil war.
What happened in Samarra, and of course the fallout in terms of reprisal attacks against Sunni Arabs, is leading to a downward spiral of violence that, if it is not reversed, could lead to civil war.
No one has claimed responsibility for the Samarra attack, but Western officials say suspicion falls on al-Qaeda in Iraq. Mr. Hilterman says no one knows who did the bombing, but adds that al-Qaeda in Iraq has carried out anti-Shiite attacks in the past. But, he says, Shiite officials in the fledgling Iraqi government have ordered their own attacks on Sunnis.
But in the past year, we've seen that a couple of Shiite parties in government have taken advantage of their control over the security apparatus to mete out revenge, not against any specific perpetrator of anti-Shiite attacks, but against the Sunni Arab community more broadly.
In what is expected to be its most controversial recommendation, the ICG calls on the international community to face the unpleasant prospect that Iraq will fall apart and plan to contain any negative effects on regional stability and security. It says failure to anticipate such a possibility may lead to further disasters in the future. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.